Good afternoon, everyone. This is Darren Newsome with your afternoon commentary for Monday, August 18th. Feeder cattle were frantic again today, and it wasn't even a Friday. As ag markets go, and here I'm talking about grains, softs, and livestock, feeders led the way to the upside as contracts gained more than 1% across the board. However, before we throw more fuel on the fun and follies fire, should be noted, August closed $2.75 higher, but lost 82.5 cents to September, $1.60 to October, $2.10 to November, and $2.55 to January. The consistency of the spread activity tells us while Watson was adding to its net long futures position, commercial traders were selling. This is either an important development or nothing more than a one-day anomaly. It was a similar story in live cattle, where August closed 47.5 cents higher, October was at 52.5 cents, and December finished with a gain of $1.10. A couple things to keep in mind with live cattle. Last week came to an end with basis market weakening, the second consecutive week. And this Friday, we'll see the release of the August 1 cattle on feed numbers. And as a friend in the cattle industry likes to say, quote, you don't trade cattle during on feed week. Not to be forgotten, October lean hogs closed with a gain of 2.5 cents, but lost 40 cents to December and 60 cents to February. Let me ask this about the corn market up front. If you were watching it intently, were you able to stay awake during Monday's session? There's no judgment on my part because I did not. It was a snooze fest. When the last peals of the closing bell wafted over the horizon, December was sitting a penny and a quarter higher for the day and lost a half cent to March and three quarter cent to May. Are you picking up on Monday's theme, commercial selling? For the record, these 25 rallied as much as 2.75 cents and lost as much as 4 cents combined overnight through the day session on trade volume of 157,000 contracts. For comparison, December registered 202,700 contracts traded heading into the weekend last Friday. It's still early in the week, so I'm not going to read a lot into spread activity other than there's likely some leftover 2024 bushels still making their way to town while combines run on the far reaches of the U.S. growing area. Regarding the Midwest crop tour, I said everything that needed to be said in today's morning commentary. Attention now turns to the National Corn Index and what it tells us about basis and therefore immediate term supply and demand. The soybean market bounced back and forth across unchanged Monday with contracts settling in the red. November posted a combined overnight and day session trading range of 13.25 cents from up 5.25 cents to down 8 cents on trade volume of 129,000 contracts for closing a penny and a quarter lower for the day. What's interesting here is that while still not large, trade volume during Monday's down day was still larger than last Friday's rally when November registered 114,000 contracts changing hands. As I said late last week, back in the day, this would have been considered a bearish indicator. Future spreads were basically unchanged at the close, meaning most of the activity, what little there was, came from the non-commercial side. This could be where the intrigue lies, given November's up 8.5 cents from last Tuesday's close, indicating Watson has continued to cover some of its net short futures position. Recall last Friday's update showed the non-commercial net short futures position to be 15,575 contracts, a decrease of 23,585 contracts from the previous week, while NOV 25 closed 41.75 cents higher. The NOV futures contract also has a couple technical points of interest on its short-term daily chart that I'll be talking about in Monday's chart of the day. The wheat subsector closed in the red to start the week. I want to start today's segment by pointing out a couple items with soft red winter. First, September finished with a loss of 3.75 cents, while the carry in the September-December future spread strengthened by 1.75 cents and the DEIS March spread by a penny. That tells me the commercial side came out of the weekend looking to sell, possibly tied to some late harvest bushels being sold over the weekend. This had the September-December spread covering 69% calculated full commercial carry and the December-March 58%. The second item is last Friday's Commitments Traders report showed soft red winter was the one wheat market out of three where the net short future position increased. In other words, both commercial and non-commercial traders are comfortable still selling the market. Over in hard red winter, we see September closed 0.75 cents lower and lost 0.5 cent to December. This put the carry in the spread at 22 cents and covering 68%. Still, with First Notice Day drawing close for the September issue, the nearby spread has not followed the track laid out by the July-September as the July issue went into delivery. September hard red spring was down 0.25 cents, while December finished a penny in the red. This has been your afternoon commentary for Monday, August 18th. Have a good afternoon, evening, and night. I will talk to you again Tuesday morning. This is Darren Newsome.